All right. All right, all right. We're going to get started here in just about 2 minutes here. If you are watching for the first time or are new to this, do me a big favor and make sure you can hear my voice. We're going to get started here in just under 2 minutes. I have Joey Persia in the house, and he's going to talk all about how the internet is cool and tacos and deadlifts and maybe fitness copywriting and practical stuff too. It depends on if I called him on a good day or not, if he has to completely rebuild his house today, or if he's got a little bit of time and is cool with sharing some knowledge about fitness copywriting. So we're gonna get started here in just about a minute and a half. If you can see me and hear me, let me know. Hit me with some hearts if you're excited. If you're not excited, just troll me in the comments. That would be great too. And we're gonna get started here in just about a minute or so. I'm here with Mr. Joey Persia, and he's going to be talking about fitness copywriting, a little bit about his fitness copywriting business, how to write copy that doesn't suck, that sells stuff, and also how he was able to launch his online sort of fitness business as well, if that's something you guys are interested in. We can totally talk about that. As always, if there's something you want Joey to talk about, please be sure to mention it in the comments. That is the advantage of doing it live, is you get to actually hang out with Joey like your BFFs, which is, you know, everybody's dream, I feel like. So we're going to get started here in just about 30 seconds. If you can hear him laughing, let me know, and that would be super helpful. You would be my best friend ever, and I'll invite you to my birthday party. And we're going to get things started here in just about 30 seconds, 23 seconds or so here, and we'll get things rolling here on episode 25 of AJTV. Can you believe I've done this 25 times? I can't. It was pretty sweet. Yeah, I just started doing it, and there's still like so many people I haven't interviewed yet. I thought I would run out of cool people. I'm like, every time I meet one cool person, it turns out they all have awesome friends. So, yeah, I totally didn't know that. All right. So, hello and welcome to episode 25 of AJTV, the show where I interview the smartest people I know. I get all their ninja secrets for them, and I share them with you guys. Today, we have Joey Persia, who is an online personal trainer, a fitness copywriter. He's copywritten for some of the biggest names in both internet marketing and in fitness. And so I'm really excited to dig in deep and sort of pick his brain today. And so we're going to get started now. Cue intro. Hello and welcome again to episode 25 of AJTV. I'm here with Mr. Joey Persia. Joey, thank you so much for being here, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm excited to have you here. I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're really busy with lots of stuff. How's today going? You said you've been running around a lot. What's going on?
Running around. I'm still blown away by like you saying that it's live and then I'm looking at my phone and I see like different screens and
it's gonna mess with you. Yeah.
So it's gonna mess you up. I'm just putting it away.
It'll mess you up if you look at it too much.
Yeah, it's closed now. Good man, yeah, running around, calls and writing and coaching and got the gym in a little bit, but we're here. We're ready to go.
Awesome, man. I appreciate you being here. Can you, really quick, if nobody's ever heard of you for whatever weird reason, like, I don't know, they're new to fitness or they've never seen the internet, kind of qualify yourself. Give us your brief rundown of why I know why I should listen to you, because you're one of the smartest people I know. Why should everybody else also listen to you?
I'm not smart. I just do a lot of shit. I work a lot. So I don't know. I've been in the fitness industry for like the past 10 years. Obviously coaching for a long time. I worked with some of the top coaches like in the strength side of things. Competitive powerlifter, a boxer for a while. So like fitness has been part of my life for a really long time. As far as the copy stuff is concerned, like 2 years ago, I just had trouble building my fitness business because I was one of those guys, like, I came from the research background. Like, I had my master's degree in exercise science. Mm. So in school, my professors, you know, you get kind of brainwashed into, like, people will come to you. It's okay. If you're really good, people will come to you. And it just didn't work like that. Like, in person, it was cool. Like, that you know, you do a good job, people love you, and they refer people. Online was a little bit different story. So about 2 years ago, I was like highly recommended by a friend, John Romanella, to take a copywriting course, which I did. And then it just snowballed and snowballed. And now we're here. Now that's what I do mainly.
And so you're mainly copywriting for fitness professionals, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool.
In other industries too, but mainly fitness.
And other industries too. And so how do you, like, I know you did it really briefly, and there's maybe somebody watching who loves copywriting also. How do you end up, you know, a personal trainer who's really good at his job, who has a master's degree in exercise science or physiology, and then all of a sudden now you're this copywriter? Like, how, that seems like a big gap. Like, how do you get from scientist, it almost seems like, to writer? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I think it probably was, I just hate being like mediocre at things. And one of those things was writing in school. Like, it's cool now to get compliments like, you're such a talented writer. I'm not talented at all. I literally almost failed writing multiple times. Like, I'm just not good at it. I've done it so much and just like studied so much and just practice that I'm just getting better and better. And I don't know, there's something, honestly, I still can't pinpoint what it is that I kind of just fell in love with. I like just creating things. And at some point during that writing process, I was like, I kind of just want to do this. And like, as it kept getting better, I'm like, okay, this is cool. And it allows me now to like work from home, which I couldn't do with the fitness stuff anyway, but I don't know. I just have, it's just different. And that's just what I'm getting pulled towards more and more. So that's what I'm doing.
Sure. It's like kind of like a secret strength you didn't know you had a little bit, and you end up loving it just as much, if not more. Cool. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, how you write good fitness copy. Like, I mean, what can you even define that really quick for any person who's very new to internet marketing and stuff, who may or may not be watching? Like, what is it really quick? Like, what exactly does a copywriter do? I know you and I know, and I know it's very basic, but some people are like, I still don't get what he does. Does he write things? Like, so if you could explain that really quick, and then also, like, just explain that really quick.
Yeah. So in simplest terms, it's like words that get someone to take some sort of action. So that we're what I do, and like speaking about it from a direct response marketing background. So direct response is getting someone to take some sort of action. And it doesn't necessarily mean buy stuff, which a lot of people do think that, like, right away it's like buy stuff, but it's just creating an action. And that can be like joining your email list to sign to get a free program, to joining your free group because you give them tons of cool stuff, to, you know, learn, like, clicking this button to learn more and read about this, and then also selling stuff. Whereas most people think of copywriting either as copyright, as like the legal terms of like
like copyright infringement? Is that what
you
do?
Exactly. Yeah. So you're like, hey, can you look at this? I'm like, that's like a lawyer job. Like, isn't that what you do? I'm like, no.
Listen, I just file a C Corp. Can you help me out?
Like, I'm the last person you want to do that. So either in that sense, or they look at it as just general marketing, as in like brand awareness and brand building, which isn't like copywriting in the sense that I do either. That's more of like, that's like what Nike does.
So okay, gotcha.
Think of like someone says, just do it. Like, as a direct response, like copywriter, and as you trying to get someone to take some sort of action, that is like the worst. And they're like, what the hell do I do? Like, it doesn't say anything. But people will use Nike as like, you know, like an amazing brand, like marketing, like they built how many $1 billion, like, company. But yeah, that's like brand awareness. Those are like things that people do in Super Bowl commercials, not in like getting, you know, that's not direct response copywriting.
Totally. Yeah. And I think it was Neil Patel who said it. I could be wrong about that, but there's a difference between marketing and branding, and probably somebody who's a specialist in one, unless they went through all the work of learning the other, they're two very different things. And so you're more in the marketing world, writing good fitness copy for funnels and email campaigns and things like that, right? Sweet. So what are some of the like biggest mistakes you see people who are maybe trying to launch a product or starting into their like, yeah, like launching a product or starting their online business or they're making in their copy? What are some of those big errors that you critically often have to fix when you come in there and take it over?
There's a couple. I think one of the main ones is either trying to talk, or not even trying, just talking above their prospect of whoever they're trying to sell to. Mm-hmm. So in the sense that, like on the research side of things, like what you want when you write like good copy is it's almost seamless. Like they don't even, you don't want the reader to necessarily even like think that they're reading something or like something weird popped up or having to think about something else. It kind of just like flows and tells a story in their head and they're just like go. People call it the slippery slope. So you start on one thing and it's just the line of like the goal of every sentence in like good copy is just to get the person to the next sentence. And it's just slippery slope. It's literally here, down, down, down. It's not like this to this.
Right.
And you know, one of the problems is people just talk like above someone. So rather than trying to narrow in on who they're talking to and speak to like one person, so that person's like, holy shit, like, you know, he gets me. Right. They're just like kind of appeal to no one. And people just read that they're like, eh, that's okay. And in the world that we're in now, it's like people just get bombarded with marketing messages everywhere. Mm-hmm. That it's just like that it's just normal. Like they don't feel anything. So that's just they'll just keep scrolling. They'll just keep going. Like they'll start reading the page and be like, I'm out of here. Like this is for someone else. This isn't for me.
Okay, cool. And so I think I definitely know I agree with you in that a lot of times I'll see marketing and I'm not the expert copywriter you are. I'm a medium maybe copywriter, but I often will see that also. I mean, whatever. If you want to lower yourself, that's just going to keep lowering me from a D to an F. So that's fine, but that's cool. I'm gonna say you're 100% A plus, so that way I can be like a D plus, C minus. So in fitness, exactly. So yeah, I agree with you though. I think a lot of times when I see copy, there a lot of fit pros. They believe they can help all people, and maybe they can, but they're afraid that if they niche down that they're going to scare away other people, when in reality they're scaring away everybody because they're showing they're not an expert at anything. And would you agree with that? Is that kind of what you're saying? All right, cool.
It's so much just relationship building. And it's so much that like I like this person and I feel like I can hang out and have a drink with this dude. And in my case, like I'd eat tacos with this dude. Then like that's the person that I want to buy something from. Even in the sense like that's the person that I want to hang out with.
Right.
You know, so a lot of people miss that. And then they just kind of just don't build that relationship with anyone. Like I don't know if, you know, the listeners have heard it, but it's like people buy from people they know, like, and trust. Right. And like that's what you build with good copy, good writing, good copy, just whatever you want to call it. It's just a relationship that you're building with someone.
Totally. Yeah. And it's you know, it's older school. It's a very foundational principle, know, like, and trust. But I think a lot of times we get obsessed with how amazing direct response marketing works because it works so quickly. And for a while, you were able to kind of skip past like know and like, and even if they just, and even trust to some degrees, if they just kind of believed you for a while, people were buying because of not that many people were using things like Facebook advertising and stuff like that. But now we're at like 5 million advertisers, more than double than it was this time last year. People have seen sponsored ads before, they know what they're doing, and so you're seeing people almost go backwards where now they're like, oh, I actually have to pay attention and like do a good job when I write my copy on my thing or when I do my video sales letter. And I need to actually have like a lead magnet again. Like I never needed that before. I could just literally say, do you want to work with me? And nobody else was competing, so people would literally buy in. So cool. What if like Okay, so what if somebody is like a newer online trainer and they're not the best copywriter in the world and they're not successful enough to hire somebody like you to do it for them? How do you recommend they start getting better at this sort of stuff? I mean, is there like a certain practice that you did that helped you out? Is it just repetition, a little bit of both?
Well, you can come to Copywriting Secrets for Fit Pros, which is a Facebook page, and just poke you with free content that you can use. And what I mean, so there's right now, there's tons of great copywriting stuff in there, like out there. But a lot of the problem is it's not related to fitness, which is why I have the page and like I just relate it back to you building your fitness business. But the other problem is, just like in fitness, just like in everything else, people like try to talk in the clouds or try like make things complicated when they just don't necessarily need to be. And so the way I learned is a little bit different than like what I would recommend someone to learn if they just wanted to get better for their business. Because I did it in the sense of like, I'm going to be a copywriter. Like, that's what I want to do. I'm going all in. Like, I'm reading everything I can. I'm like trying every little trick that people say, like handwriting, like the best sales letters that takes hours. And I'm a lefty, so I have ink all over my hand, my hand crafting. And I did that for like every single day, like waking up at like 4 a.m. when I was training clients, so I could do it before I was training clients. That's one way. And an easy way for you to do it if you're just building your fitness business is listen to what your clients are saying. And like how they're speaking to you, what they're saying, and what they are telling you that they want and they're struggling with. Because saying that you're gonna train more of those people, that's how they talk. And whether you think toning is right or wrong, if you giving them what they want is like you give them what they want so you can give them what they need. So right. Saying that like, okay, they like you're not going to argue with them that toning isn't a thing like right off the bat because they don't trust you. And what you're basically doing is telling someone they're stupid and like what they believe in and what they think is wrong. And naked. So like that's like the first time you meet someone and like someone says something and you're just like you're stupid, bro. And the person's like, what the hell? Like you want to pick that person, and that's what you're doing with like people, like your clients, or you're trying to be your clients. It can be as simple as just listening to what they're saying. And then there's plenty of like great headline formulas that you can literally Google and like plug and play, and just like using your brain, you can figure out if something makes sense or something doesn't.
Use my brain, it's not bad.
And then getting someone to read it and someone saying, not like read and tell me if it's good or bad, like read and do you understand it? Like, do you know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. And that is like simply, you know, yes or no.
Totally. No, I think that's really good and important advice. I think a lot of times like selling people what they think that they need or using the language they would use makes a lot of sense. I have a client who she sells like one of her first front end like lead magnets, right? It's like a detox, and she doesn't believe in detoxes. But she's like, the people I need to help think they need a detox. So I start with that, and then when they start to actually trust me more, then you can tell them, listen, actually, we probably want to just change your lifestyle and habits, right? So don't, that was like a rule I used to have in my gyms when I had them, was I would always say, like, no matter what the person says, I would agree and use their exact words back to them. I can convince them after they're my client, or tell them when they're my client, listen, you actually don't need cardio. I need you to deadlift more weight. Like, but don't start that way, right? If they think they need high repetitions, run them through a workout that has that or whatever, right? And as long as you're serving them in the long term. So cool, man. Those are all awesome. In terms of getting better, aside from doing kind of like your customer research, is there any other sort of resources that you would recommend for a fit pro who is trying to get better? Obviously you have your resources, which you can mention again, but like any books that have really helped you or any certain practices? Like I know for me, the thing that helped me become a medium D plus copywriter was I had a coach one time force me to write an email every single week, and that got me from terrible to okay. And even now I do one every single day, and sometimes there are atrocities and sometimes they're amazing. That works for me. What would you recommend? Something similar?
Yeah, as far as like practices yourself, reading something every day. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a couple like books and stuff that I really like. But reading something every day and writing every single day, whether that's a Facebook post, an email. Some people that write blogs, if they're writing shorter blogs, some people write longer blogs, depending on how much time they have. It will take you longer at the beginning. That's okay. You'll get better. It's practice, like just like anything. It's a muscle and it's trained just like anything else. The more that you write, the more creative you'll be, the more you like find your flow, your rhythm, and then reading, and then you'll come up with style, like your own style based on like who you're reading more of, just because it's kind of gets ingrained with you. So a couple books that I really enjoyed and helped me a lot was, one was the Adweek Copywriting Handbook. I believe it was Joe Sugarman. And then like pretty much anything, Gary Halbert, like the Boron Letters, he has the copywriting, like editing, whatever, his method 3, and anything John Carlton. Like those guys are like, they're who I like reading the most of. And then there's guys like Gary Bensavanga, and like, there's a ton of guys that are great, and it's, you can, that's the thing, like you can go on and like read everything, but right. Unless you want to be a copywriter, you don't necessarily have to do that. And a good one that I really like is Neville Medora. He runs the copywriting course, and he brings everything down like to simple terms, and he has his own style, and it's funny and it's fun to read. But he does it in a way where it's the same thing. He's just like very simple, like do this. This is what you need. You can read these things if you want. You don't have to. Like, you know, it makes things very simple, and that's how people get better in the short term of like for your business, as opposed to like, I want to be a copywriter. Let me do all of this shit.
Right. Right. Two different paths. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Like, and two different outcomes. Like, just knowing enough to make your fitness business run is one thing, but if you want it to be, take on being a professional copywriter, essentially, that's an entirely different path. So yeah, totally, I get that. Cool. What advice would you give, I suppose, to any sort of and I think I'll reiterate before I move on that it is super important to practice, right? Like, I think that is the thing that has made the biggest difference for my writing, which isn't super stellar, but it's adequate, right? And reading, I've always found every time I stop reading, like when the books turn into comic books instead of normal books, my creativity and vocabulary shrinks. I've noticed in myself, so that may or may not be something that helps you out. In terms of fitness professionals right now trying to take their business online, can you talk about how you did that? Because I know a lot of people are trying to do it now. And I know like almost every time I have somebody who has an online training business, they're like, how did he do it? Like, so I'm going to indulge that for a little bit. How did you get started in that? And how were you able to make it as successful as you've made it?
I got started the old school way, which I wouldn't recommend doing that now. And it was get a website up, write blog after blog. And, you know, people will come and it'll be awesome. and I think right now there's so many blogs and there's so much of that stuff. And you having like a source of, you know, the traffic of some sort. And even with, you know, organic reach changing on Facebook, it's a lot different. The game's a very different. And depending on kind of your brand, if you're, you know, like have a great ass and you're going to be, you know, an Instagram fit chick, like It's no, I'm serious. It's just easier.
Is that your strategy?
No, not at all. I think my like strategy is kind of like my bald head and the goatee, and like people think I look like The Rock, and like that's what I get.
Like The Rock.
I don't know, man. I did like a lot of things wrong, or not necessarily wrong. I took the long way, and that was because part of it was because I told myself I didn't want to be all online because I loved in-person training.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it. Like I was doing it in New York City, getting paid $165 a session. And like, it was cool. And I got to work with celebrities and like other cool people and like you know, everyone. And like, I did enjoy it. So trying to build my online business when I was doing that too, it's just like made my days really long, which I'm not complaining. It was cool, but took me longer than it can take people who are like going all in on it, you know?
Cool.
And people who actually want to admit that that's what they want to do, where I was like, I don't know if I want to do that yet.
So like all right. So you took the longer, harder way. What would you say to somebody who wants to start like today, right now? And obviously this is pending that they actually want to be an online trainer. I think a lot of people want to go online because they think it's going to be this push button solution where it just makes the money overnight, on and on and on. And if you can find that person, I would love to pay them a lot of money to tell me how to do that, because I haven't seen it possible. I've seen literally like New York Times bestselling authors unable to do that. So I don't know. We have friends who are New York Times who are unable to do that, right? So I don't understand. I don't necessarily believe that that could happen, and if it does, it would be like the exception that makes the rule. I don't think that it's necessarily repeatable. So if you're trying to start today from scratch, you're a fitness person, you're like, I want an online business, how does AJ start?
That's your specialty, isn't it?
It's my specialty. I'm interested to know what your advice is or what your counsel would be.
So my what's been working well for me is ads, like ads on Facebook to just like speed up like building my list, and then now that they're on my list is me writing emails to them, and because I can write emails, and like, right. I learned how to do that.
Sure.
So like that's something that I think a lot of people can benefit from, and doing that in a way where they're just getting someone in the door with a cool offer. So I did copywriting, and I worked for Lynn Trin for a while, who helps online businesses, online fitness businesses. And he like his initial, everyone knows, like everyone thinks of Lynn as like the challenge guy, which not like he talks about challenges because they work at getting a ton of people into the door, but there's a lot of other stuff behind the behind the curtain that's fucking awesome. But like that works really well too, and some people do a lot better in those sort of situations than others. Like personally, I didn't like it for myself, just the energy that I had to put into it. It took a lot of my mental energy because I'm a nice person. I like the personal touch, and I like anytime someone comments or something on Facebook, I'm in there. I'm
right.
Replying. I'm saying what's up. I am liking it. Like I like that. So to me, to do that, that took a lot of energy, and I just like that energy takes away from me writing good stuff, which is
totally
what I get paid more to do and what I actually enjoy more.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I think like there's a lot of right ways to start the online business is I think what you're saying, and I'm definitely saying that. And you need to do what feels the best for you. There's a lot of right ways, and they all work as long as it feels aligned for what you're doing. If you're trying to force something that doesn't fit, or you're trying to do something, again, because of money instead of impact or whatever, right? If you're doing it 100% selfishly, you're going to have a hard time making it work. So I've seen, different people run different systems, and there are systems that bring in lots of leads, and that may work. But if you don't actually care about doing a good job with your clients, you'll find none of them sign up for your stuff, right? So you have to actually want to be helping people, and you need to find a method that works for you, right? Some people like doing more of a membership site style. Other people like doing like a course that you can buy. Other people like doing high-end, you know, premium coaching. And that's sort of like, I mean, that's what I recommend. And I know a lot of other people who do it that way as well.
Personality based and like kind of like what you, if this is going to be your full-time thing, what you want to do with your lifestyle. A cool thing that I went to an event with Dan Meredith, Ryan Lee, and Ben Settle, and they're like,
oh yeah,
it was good cop, bad cop, insane cop.
You went to that? I almost went to that.
Yeah, so it was really cool, and it's cool because all of them have some sort of membership site. Mm-hmm. But they all run it different, like different pricing, different structures. Like Ben's is print newsletter, which people would think like no way that works, but Ben like crushes it. And all of them have different styles to everything because it all fits their lifestyle. Dan's like heavily on Facebook and crushes it on Facebook and Facebook groups and like free group and then a membership site group. And like he does that way because that's what he likes, memes and like posting, like writing great stuff in there. And then Brian does his on a site, and he just, you know, he doesn't like being on Facebook 24/7 and like engaged in that all the time. And Ben says he just doesn't want to do anything, and he just wants to write a newsletter. Like, you know, Ben's like, this is my lazy thing. Like, I don't want to do anything. So that's just three different ways that three different people built very, very successful like online businesses. But that's just membership sites. That's not high ticket coaching. That's not like, it's not all this other stuff.
Totally. No. No, yeah, you can do anything. I think as long as you believe in it and you actually like it. Like, I have myself done everything from a membership site to courses to high-end coaching to masterminds to expensive monthly membership coaching. I've literally launched like 7 businesses in the past year. And then after doing them all, I'm like, I only like these two. So, like, literally, I'm just like, I'm getting rid of the rest of this, and I'm just doing these two things because I think you're going to get, like, it's going to feel like a life suck if you're doing these things you don't want to do, but two, it's not going to be as good as it could be, right? Because you're not putting your entire heart into it, and now you're taking time away from the things you actually enjoy doing, so it's like a lose-lose, I feel like. So I started only shifting my energy into like two things I like, that's it, nothing else, and making sure I actually enjoy it, and making sure it's the thing that I believe is also the best solution for people. So I think that's great, great advice there, man. Cool. So let's do some sign-off stuff. If people love your face and tattoos and they want to be The Rock one day, where can they find you, Joey?
Just add me on Facebook. That's where I spend a lot of my time. My personal page, Joey Persia, and then for copywriting secrets for fit pros. And there's a cool little samurai guy on there. There's reasons for it. Which is kind of the approach that basically is simplicity. And like, if you think of samurai and the way that they live, they just get like, they just spend so much time just perfecting something. And they focus on the simple little things. I have like Bushido tattooed on my arm. Like, it's been a part of my life for a while. And that was just a cool little play on that and bring it into the fitness world. And me having fun with things.
Awesome. Sweet, man. So yeah, all right, Joey Persia, if you want to find him on Facebook, he's the one with he looks angry in his pictures, but he's the super, like, one of the happiest people I've ever met in my life.
I'm seducing you with my eyes is what I'm doing.
Hey, it's an angry seduction, though. Like, you will want me. Like, it's all right, cool. Thank you. This has been another edifying episode of AJTB episode 25. If you guys like this, just hit it with a like. If you're on the YouTubes, subscribe, hit the bell. If you're on the podcast, you know, you can subscribe. That would be awesome too. I'll see you guys next week where I interview someone else. Bye.